Got an email yesterday asking, what's the big deal about the Ford government using these ministerial zoning orders? I mean, aren't they just trying to get things done like they promised? The emailer asked. Well, getting things done is certainly their justification for using these orders, but there's more to it. Building new businesses and infrastructure is a good idea, but we have rules and regulations in place about how that should happen. You don't want somebody building a sewage treatment plant beside your home, right? Or somebody building a roadway through your backyard or through an area that will pollute our water. Growth can be a good thing, but it has to be done in accordance with the rules and regulations to protect us and the environment. But a ministerial zoning order essentially says, even though the plan fails to meet some of those standards, well, we're going to give it the go-ahead anyway, and if you don't like it, well, that's too bad. The Auditor General's report yesterday shows that the Ford government has used these MCOs much more than any previous government, and it seems that those who benefit most from these decisions happen to be the large financial supporters or the cronies of the Ford government. Look, if protecting our water and environment and creating livable communities is getting tossed aside to reward those who cut big checks for the Ford government, then this generation, and certainly future generations, will be judging us. And they'll be asking, why did you let them do this? I'm Bill Kelly.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.